It is written in John chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus was in the world, and he made the world, but the world did not know him. Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1 verses 10 to 12. There is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the exclusive Savior of the race of humanity. This is a sound fundamental truth concerning salvation. No amount of church attendance can assure anyone of salvation. No amount of good works can earn heaven as one's final home. Salvation, with all of its blessings and benefits, comes only through the saving work of Jesus Christ. The will of the Father for humanity is clear. He has shown his love by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life so that all may receive forgiveness of sin, that all who will receive and continue in him will have eternal life. You cannot save yourself. Human effort will never give you eternal life. The Father has made only one way acceptable to himself, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. If you refuse Jesus Christ, you refuse salvation. But if you receive him, if you believe in his name, you will be forgiven, made a child of God, and given eternal life. The choice is before you. Receive life in Christ or death without him. If you reject Jesus Christ, you reject the only way to the Father. But if you bow to him, repent of your sins and believe in his name, and follow him, you will live. The choice is yours, eternal life or eternal loss. Decide today.